Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, everyone has one. That could be a lot of things, but everyone has one. And if you don't know who it is, you might even be the one. And by that, I mean the crazy cousin. Chances are you have maybe more than one of them in your family, and chances are if you haven't spent some quality time with your crazy cousin yet this December, you probably might be in the next few days. And you know how it goes with your crazy cousin. Maybe they vote differently than you do. Maybe they eat differently than you do for non-medical reasons, and they're always excited to tell you about their latest juice cleanse or keto diet or whatever it is. Maybe they live differently than you. Maybe they smell differently than you for a variety of reasons. Maybe they talk funny. I don't know what it is, but you know, you've got a crazy cousin. And of course, crazy cousins are known for doing something. They often get on a rant, yeah? They often get on a soapbox and just want to make sure they set the record straight on whatever's going on in their life or that should be going on in your life. Now, sometimes these crazy cousins can be funny. Sometimes these crazy cousins can be interesting to listen to. But sometimes our crazy cousins are right. Sometimes, isn't that crazy? I mean, it's all crazy today. But sometimes they actually are crazy, but right. And only time will tell if they're right or not. I mean, think about some of these crazy cousins that we've got in the history. There's this cousin Robert who was talking about how we're going to cure diseases by taking organs out of one person and putting them in another. That was cousin Robert Boyle in the 1660s making notes about how to save people's lives through organ transplant, the father of modern chemistry. You think he was sitting around the table at Christmas and they thought he had a screw loose or two talking about that? Or how about cousin Jules, right? Cousin Jules, he's a writer, so you know he's a little crazy to begin with, but he talked about putting a man on the moon. Well, that was Jules Verne in 1865 in one of his publications, over 100 years before Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin would walk on the moon. Now, there's cousin Eddie, who would rant and rave about how everybody's going to walk around with these little cards in their pockets that showed merchants the kind of credit that they have so they could give them things without money in their pockets. That was Edward Bellamy in 1888. Credit cards, debit cards, all those things. You would have been crazy. Or how about, got a couple more here, because they're just quite interesting. Those bicycle mechanic cousins who said, we're going to get a man to fly. The Wright brothers? Or how about cousin Ray, who he was really out to lunch. He said that one day people would be walking around with little seashell-shaped things in their ears that would pump music and voices into their ears, like a microphone or a speaker. You know who that was? That was Ray Bradbury in Fahrenheit 451, talking about how people would have little headphones like that. And last but not least, how about crazy cousin Steve, right? Oh my goodness. He said that I'm going to put 1,000 songs in your pocket. And you go, crazy cousin Steve, 1,000 songs on tapes or records or CDs? That takes up this much space. How are you going to put that? How are you going to put that in my pocket? That was Steve Jobs talking about the first iPod. And not only was that crazy cousin Steve right about that, then they started a revolution of smartphones as well. So the thing about crazy cousins is you gotta treat them nicely, right? Because, you know, we're loving people and we want to treat them nicely. And then also, you know, only time will tell perhaps if they're actually right about something like that. Now, crazy cousins are a part of family traditions, they're a part of holidays. And you know what? There were a couple crazy cousins that Jesus had probably in his family too. Now, as you might know, as you might have heard before, he had a famous cousin as well. And one of his most famous cousins was this guy, John the Baptist. We get this view of John the Baptist, but they wouldn't have called him John the Baptist. Yeah, they would have called him John when they were growing up, right? We get this view of him that's a composite of all different pieces of the Gospels. And what we hear in the Gospel of Luke is that his mom and Mary, Elizabeth and Mary, were cousins. They were relatives. And so we can assume that some kind of relation was there for John and Jesus, or at least in the Gospels. And so could you imagine just for a minute those family dinners, right? Could you imagine the birthday parties for Jesus and what it would be like to have, you know, Jesus and Mary going on and on about her special son and how he's going to, you know, do great things. And then could you imagine the Christmas, well, I guess they wouldn't have a Christmas party yet, but, you know, it's his birthday party, right? And imagine just for a minute how that would go. Now, this might be a little anachronistic, and I'm going to take a little literary license, but I think it'll help us get to the point about what's going on with John and Jesus. So just imagine one of those birthday parties where they all can remember the prior years, where crazy cousin John, you know, got on his soapbox. He got on and on about how he was the one who God had sent to go ahead of his cousin Jesus, and he was the one that was going to prepare the way, and how God is using him and all these great things, and just wait for all the great things that Jesus is going to do. And you know, everybody, when you have a crazy cousin, what do? You talk about that. And so that was like the little family legend and story that they were like, can you believe John? And here we are again at the birthday party, and let's hope that he doesn't say anything crazy again this year. Well, Mary, being the good mother, not wanting to take away anything from, you know, her precious son's birthday party, right, gets through the meal and whatever, and then she with fear and trembling in her heart, you know, because they remember last year, she says, is there anybody that wants to offer a word or a toast to Jesus? And everybody starts holding their breath, right, because they remember last year. And John is looking down at his cup or whatever, and it doesn't look like he's going to say anything. And then he says, you know what, Mary, I'll say something. And everybody goes, uh-oh, here we go. And, you know, he clears his throat, like, because you're going to give a toast, right? You want to get it right. And he goes, first I want to say, Mary, just a beautiful birthday party. You know, I love celebrating Jesus' birthday, and I just feel like more people should do that, you know. And so just thanks for having us, and you're such a great hostess. And I just wanted to say, Jesus, hey, cuz, you know, happy birthday. You know, nothing's really going to top that one where the kings showed up with those gifts, you know, with the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And, you know, they had that really crazy birth announcement and all that stuff. But, you know, I just want to say we're happy to be here today. And so here's my toast for you, Jesus, this year, is I want to say congratulations. Because you know what, who you are? You are the Lamb of God, sent to take away the sins of the world. You're the one that we've been waiting for, and you are going to do great things. And then he probably would have, I imagine he would have taken a glass, and he would have said, raise it, and said to Jesus, mazel tov, you know, because they're Jewish, right? Don't forget that they're Jewish, right? And then everybody would have stared at John, going like, you're crazy. Maybe some of the uncles would have gone, I want to have what he's having, you know, right? Now, then you would have walked away from that birthday going, we're not going to invite John again. You know, all that wild honey and the locust that he's been eating has gotten to his head. And let's be honest, he smells like a camel. I know he wears camel, but like, boy, that's just awful. Now, of course, with what John would have been saying, maybe not at a family dinner, but certainly was then announcing to everybody about who Jesus was, would have sounded crazy. It would have sounded nuts. It would have been preposterous for them to think that God was using a human being to do what God was describing. But of course, as we know, that crazy cousin John, time would tell, and he was right. He was right about who Jesus was. He was right from who Jesus was from the beginning. He was right. It took time for them to hear it and time for them to figure it out. But eventually, those crazy things he said paved the way to understand who Jesus was and paved the way for us to understand who Jesus is. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. That's what we celebrate at this time of year. We celebrate that crazy cousin John was right. We celebrate that God did not want there to be a separation between humanity and God. And God took care of it by sending Jesus. We celebrate that God's love was so big and so grand that God could take care of all the sin that was and will be and all the sin that is in Jesus so that there will be no longer any distance between us and God. That's what we celebrate, right? We celebrate the ways in which God calls us to live in that good news. to remind ourselves and to remember that God has blessed us with the gift of Jesus. And at Christmas, we celebrate his birth. We celebrate all that comes together in him. We celebrate the ways in which God has provided great blessings for all people. We celebrate the way in which God has given to us this gift of hope, this gift of light. We celebrate that God has sent the light into the world so the darkness would not overcome it. Now, that's so much to celebrate. That is so much that God has given to us. And that is a gift that we want to celebrate all days, but especially remind ourselves about in this season. Now, some of us are going to celebrate this Christmas season, and we are confident that we believe in what is being shared through God through Christ. Some of us are confident, and we are ready to be that crazy cousin who brings up Jesus at Christmas. You know, this is something for some of you that are confident in being able to share this. Just remember, like, you're here today, so you're like, you're probably the religious one, you know, in the family that might be asked to do a prayer, or maybe extended families, right? Not everyone is burdened with a professional, you know, who's there to do the praying, right? So think about that. You could be the one who doesn't have to sound crazy, but can offer a word of hope, can offer a word of peace. Maybe you just say a prayer that includes a reminder of love for people. Or maybe there's going to be a family member who needs a one-on-one conversation. Maybe praying sounds a little too much for a Christmas dinner. But maybe there's going to be a family member who you just see is struggling. Maybe you're going to have a chance to pull them aside or go to the other room and ask them, hey, something seems to be up. You're not your usual self. And maybe in that moment, you can remind them that God loves them. Maybe in that moment, you can remind them that the darkness that they are experiencing doesn't have to win because God sent the light into the world. Or maybe in that moment, they might tell you more of what's going on, and they may share with you their struggles, right? Because holidays have this way of bringing out both the best and the worst. They have the way of the stress of the season bringing out the songs of our hearts. And so maybe you're going to have an opportunity to minister to that person because you are confident in what you know to be true, that God loves you, that God loves them, that God loves all of us, and that God wants the light to be in their lives. Now, that's maybe something for some of you to think about, how you might use these next few days as an opportunity to share that with one another, to share with these people in their lives. But there might be some of us who are still not sure about all this. There might be some of us, and maybe they're not here today, but maybe they're going to be with you around the table, and they're not sure. And maybe you're not sure about all this. So maybe on this Christmas season, God could open your heart just a little bit to hear that message of crazy cousin John. Maybe if you're open to it, you could ask God to speak to you in a way that might be new. You could open yourself up to hearing someone say something in a way that is you've maybe never heard it before. And maybe you'll find a new reason to celebrate this Christmas season. Maybe the love of God will become real to you or perhaps to that person in your family in a way that is new and unending for them. God has done so much for us that we have so much to celebrate. And we want to open our hearts to hearing more about what that means for us. Celebrating Christmas is one of the best things we get to do, isn't it? Celebrating it with friends and family is a gift that we all share. Celebrating Christmas is something that we want to remember just not at this season, but also to remind ourselves to celebrate the coming of Christ all days. And we have so much to be thankful for, so much to be grateful for. And so when we find ourselves in these moments, let us remember that maybe God is going to speak to us through a crazy cousin. Maybe God is going to speak to us through a story of God's love. Maybe God's going to speak to us in a way that allows us to hear something new for the first time. But whatever it is and wherever we go, let us remember that God loves us and that God does not want there to be a separation between us, between one another, and between us and God. That's the gift of Christmas. That's the gift of hope. That's the gift of the light coming into the darkness that God gives to us and that we celebrate. So let us celebrate that hope. Let us celebrate that love. Let us celebrate that light today and all days. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.